Welcome to the Beauty Revival Podcast, where you're taken on a journey of miracles, transformation, and radical beauty inside and out. I'm your host, MB York. I'm a celebrity makeup artist, esthetician, former spa owner, and product developer. This isn't just another beauty podcast. This is a movement. I'm bringing you my best anti-aging, beauty, skincare, and makeup tips, but we're going way deeper. From Hollywood sets to the supernatural, from breaking free of toxic relationships to unlocking the divine power within you, this is where beauty meets faith and transformation begins. Say goodbye to society's toxic traps and hello to God's mission for your life. So if you're ready, hit play and let's get started. This isn't just another beauty podcast. You're not going to hear the same trends, filters, or surface level content you've already scrolled past today. This goes a lot deeper than what's trending. You'll definitely hear beauty tips here. I've been in this industry a long time, but what I care about most is helping women look amazing and actually feel good in their own skin. This podcast is more about glow. It's about revival. I've been in the beauty world a long time, Hollywood sets, red carpets, big names. But behind all of that, I was walking through some of the hardest years of my life. Divorce, single motherhood, business battles, trying to hold it all together with zero support. Even through those huge challenges, something bigger was unfolding. If you've ever felt like something's missing, like beauty tips, glamming up for wine at happy hour, or posting the perfect photo on Instagram still leaves you empty, you're in the right place. It's time to call out the image and start building an authentic life. Because beauty without purpose isn't revival, it's performance, and we're done performing. So I want to start out with my origin story, my receptionist to the red carpet. I started out as a receptionist in a very glam salon, and it was so much fun. I had recently moved from Chicago to Phoenix, Scottsdale area, and I just absolutely loved being in that environment. I just stumbled upon it, and I basically started as a receptionist and then worked my way up into managing both of their salons. So I also was loving the business aspects of it, which inspired me to go to school for business and owning and operating a small business. I remember I had the owner of the salon come and be a speaker, and I was so proud to bring her in there. But through it all, we had a weekly TV show. It was like a makeover show where they would have someone from the station come in and then we would have to like do these live makeovers. And so my very first time doing someone's makeup was literally on the live TV segment because the makeup artist didn't show up. So looking back, it kind of was a destiny moment that my first client I ever did was on TV. But as everything evolved under this umbrella of these two salons, I started leasing out the makeup stations and selling makeup and skincare and jewelry. And I, right out of the gate, was always teaching people and kind of solving problems with what I was doing. But it was really so much fun. It was so empowering. I would go over to LA and buy jewelry on the beach and go to trade shows and come back, and I would sell stuff so fast I couldn't even get it into the displays before it was all sold. So to be in my early 20s and just be cash flowing like that, I always had like hundreds of dollars in my purse. I really felt like that's where my dream was launched. And eventually I ended up going over to LA. I really kind of had that celebrity bug that I wanted to chase after, and I got hired on the spot working for Jose Bear at his salon on Rodeo Drive, and it was really incredibly exciting. There was just celebrities in and out and princesses and parties going on all the time, like the Mademoiselle Christmas party, and it just was such a glamorous just feeling, you know, being in there. And it was me and probably five other makeup artists, and I had a beautiful station and setup. And the other makeup artists would all wait for their paying clients. But I just started doing my complimentary 5-minute makeup while people were waiting for their appointments. And I just would sell them everything that I put on. So again, I had this gift for selling too, which I don't know if it's just the passion that I have or my ability to teach people, because I feel like that truly is the key. Most people have no idea what they're doing. But anyways, it was a super exciting time period of my life, but also it was very dark. The energy was just very dark. I felt like almost like there was snakes underground in the whole area. Just looking back, you know, maybe I just was sensing some sort of spiritual warfare. I don't know, but there was just so many things that could go wrong in your day. I just remember parking in a parking garage, you know, a block away from the salon and finishing late one night and the garage being closed and not knowing how to get home. And I was staying with my brother at the time who lived in LA. But anyways, it wasn't a long period, but it really was clarifying to me. I dipped my toe in it. I did end up doing a lot of red carpet stuff. And over the years, I went back and forth from Scottsdale, still doing Oscar, Emmy, Golden Globes. But I made the decision to come back to Scottsdale, and I opened up my day spa, which was called MB York. And it literally was like the first day spa in all of Scottsdale. I still had a lot of following from my own clients from where I had started out in the salons, leasing out the space in the salons and spas. And I just wanted to do a makeup store originally, but then I thought, you know what, I might as well put in like facials and massages because everyone asked me who to go to for those services. And then since I have such a passion for retail too, I had a really big retail section of just soaps and candles and clothing. I did like Betsy Johnson and Free People and really fun brands. That was just really, it was a great business thing too, because a lot of people came in just for the retail and it was a way to connect with them and get them to sit down and touch up their makeup, and then they'd love their makeup, and then we'd bring them back and do their eyebrows, and then they'd end up trusting us to get a facial, and then they'd end up doing the microdermabrasion photo facial series. So everything just worked really well together, and the atmosphere was really fun. I had like leopard carpet in the treatment rooms, and the walls were lavender and yellow, and I had these huge giant flowers that were from the south of France, these dried flowers. And my displays were always just amazing. I was always changing the different things that I had in there in terms of retail. So it was just so much fun. I mean, it was absolutely a blast, but there was a lot of challenges that came with it also, definitely with employees. And wow, that's a completely different podcast and book in itself. But basically, I just had worked on thousands of women. Eventually, I got my aesthetics license too, because I would hire estheticians and everyone wanted different lines of product and did things their own way. And they weren't really trainable. So eventually, I did go and get my own aesthetics license so I can hire girls and train people my way and have more protocols that were predictable, where a mother daughter could come in together and everyone gets the exact same treatment. And I just was able to get a lot more control over my business by doing that. And I learned a lot too in terms of different product lines. And again, just with feedback from having all these customers come in. But the first product I ever created was my beauty ammo kit. And basically, women would walk into my spa just cracking under their eyes. And their concealer, powder, foundation would be, you know, just stuck in the fine lines, making them look worse. And so my philosophy always was, you know, why do all this makeup if it just makes your skin look worse? So I created the beauty ammo kit, and I call it my firstborn child. It was still is a collagen eye mask, a line putty, which is like spackle, and then a concealer, which is color adjusting, all natural with natural sunscreen. And basically, you know, right out of the gate, every person would buy it. And I did launch it at the spa convention in Las Vegas. And we did phenomenal with it. We probably did 500 demos over the course of 3 days and sold 300 kits. And we always had a huge line at our booth. And we had our spa girl uniforms. We had these like vintage cargos that I designed with like pink ribbons and survival of the prettiest pink lab coats. And so we got a lot of attention just for the packaging. The beauty ammo kit was in this pink, this hot pink hat box, like Hollywood glam. But the demos were so great because people would get results like in 1 minute. So all of their fine lines would just smooth out. And it was just every person would say, wow. So they would buy it and then they'd run and get their friend and bring their friend back over. So that's how I launched it into salons and spas. And I always had this dream to be on a shopping network. I don't know why, but it was just always something I wanted to do. And I had had people approach me to bring my products to HSN or QVC, but basically there were contracts that said they would get a percentage of my business for life. And I just wanted to manifest or figure out a way to do it authentically. And I was lucky enough, I was doing a makeup artist convention. I believe it was in LA, possibly Dallas. I had done a few different ones. And somebody that worked for HSN came to my booth and she saw the line of everybody waiting to try it and the reactions. And it was great because she actually brought it back to their buyers, but was able to show them how to apply it, which was a unique way that you apply it also. And they did call me, the head buyer called and said that they had had this meeting with all the buyers and they had tried it on one eye and not the other and that they saw a big difference. And she said specifically, we're a really tough bunch here, but we're convinced. And so they wanted me to launch it. And there was 1 year of legalities before I ever even launched my first show. It was unbelievable, everything you had to go through. I mean, it was unbelievable. Legal meetings and making sure everything you say is legal. They mute you if you say the wrong thing. But basically, I went on the first time and I did 4 times their expected projections, which it was so exciting. I want to do a whole podcast on just the shopping networks because there's so much information there. There's so much information. And people ask me a lot how I got on there, what it was like. And it's interesting. So it was super exciting. They stuck an earpiece in my ear without any explanation and basically pushed me out there. And the host is talking a mile a minute and I'm having to answer her questions and demonstrate the product while this producer is like shouting in my ear. It was really crazy. But anyways, it went great. I did go on to be on HSN for probably over 100 shows over the course of 3 to 4 years. But as I said, I'll go deeper into that on another podcast. But they did ask me to go forward with other products. And I developed things basically that they had asked me to do. Specifically, my Paint by Number eyeshadow kit was the next thing. And I had always had to draw this eye for my clients when I would finish doing their makeup. Every single woman would say, I have no idea how to do my eyes. So I would always have to draw the diagram, put stickers on all the shadows, write down what brushes to use. And then a lot of times they didn't want to buy the brushes and they're like, I'll just come back or I'll just go home and use my own. But they would always come back and say it never looks the same. So it was exciting for me to create the Paint by Number eyeshadow kit because I actually included that diagram right on the packaging. Hey, real quick, if you're loving the tips and stories I'm sharing, you've got to check out the beauty products I've created. These aren't just any products. My beauty ammo kit has been used on Hollywood sets and on shows like Dancing with the Stars, and my Paint by Number eyeshadow kit was featured twice on the Today Show, and it was a 5-star customer pick on HSN. I'm offering them as a bundle for just $99 to my Beauty Revival launch listeners, and it is $155 value. If you're looking for lifted skin, brighter eyes, and that youthful glow, my magical trio is your new best friend, featuring the fan favorite Lift and Snap Serum, my Unpack Your Bags Eye Gel, and the Marine Magic Moisturizer. Oh, and don't miss my Supernatural Brow product. It helps them get thicker with castor oil, and it's really easy to use. And if you want the most flattering, shimmery lipstick ever, Capri is it. Inspired by my travels and looks stunning on absolutely everyone. Head to mbyork.com to shop all of my best sellers. I even bundle them in kits to keep it easy. That's mbyork.com. The link is in the show notes. It's time to get glowing. I included the three brushes, and basically it's makeup for dummies. And even back then, the brushes that I created, the little ones, I spent 1 year in production getting them all exactly right. Like basically every time they would send me a sample of the brush, it would take another 12 weeks for any modifications. And if the brush is too stiff, not fluffy enough, any variation, it really can be the difference between amazing and disaster. So they had pushed me to do it quicker and showing me $10 kits that Randolph Duke or somebody was doing. And why can't you just do something like this? And, you know, I could have just slapped it together and probably made a lot more money. But I was like, no, if my name is on it, it has to work. So I really held out. I probably lost air dates over waiting for it to be perfect. But by the time I launched it, it was a 5-star customer pick on HSN. It went on to be featured multiple times on the Today Show also. And to this day, it's just a home run product because the colors are amazing. They look great on everyone. And I'm just super proud of it. And it makes my life so much easier that I don't have to go through drawing all of that. But back to my spa, it really did become a destination because I was on TV all the time. I did a lot of local segments on TV, and they were using my products on Dancing with the Stars, a lot of movie sets. I had been in and out of LA, still doing all the red carpet stuff. And again, I'll probably talk more in detail of how I got celebrities and how I did a lot of that if somebody wants to know more about it. But originally, I had met Karina Smirnoff and Samantha Harris, who was the host at the time for Dancing with the Stars, at an Emmy event. I believe I did their makeup there. And they brought my products back to the lead makeup artist on the set. And she reached out to me and invited me onto the set to train all the makeup artists with my products and basically, you know, started using them and not only, you know, listed me on their site, but gave me a quote to use, which said, "Definitely one of our beauty secrets that the entire cast loves and uses." And again, it was really exciting because we got to go on the set and I got to bring my daughter. And 1 year, she was a huge fan of Zendaya and Zendaya was on the show and we got to go and she got to meet Zendaya. And it was just so much fun, like seeing Carrie, Anne, and Bruno, and they all use the beauty ammo kit also. It was just really, really exciting and fun. I also did a line of hair extensions that they used on the show. So it was fun. And Karina was amazing. Karina and Max came out to my location in Arizona and we did local TV segments. There was just a lot that came out of it. So I also had commercials on TV for my spa, for eyelash extensions, for my products. So I was not only on HSN, but doing the local TVs. So my spas really did become a destination. And I had opened up a second spa in Carefree, Arizona, which was in a resort. And it was featured in National Day Spa magazine. And I won a lot of awards for like Businesswoman of the Year. And I was featured in a lot of magazines and on magazine covers for my businesses, which was amazing. And it was absolutely necessary too. I really did learn, you know, if you're not doing all of this, businesses don't build themselves. I literally did a lot of it strategically where I would go over to LA and get all new celebrities and they'd be signing my consents that I could say their name on air. And then I would do full page ads in magazines, MB York ambushes the Oscars, the Emmys, the Golden Globes. It was It was a lot, but it was a lot of fun and it did bring in a lot of business. And again, but it was very seasonal. Arizona, Scottsdale, Carefree is extremely seasonal. A lot of snowbirds, you know, they leave in June and come back in October or November. So the summers were just brutal. And I still had all the expenses of my employees and rent. And after 10 years of that, and literally HSN being a full-time job, it took me Monday through Friday full-time just dealing with all the paperwork and stuff they require in between my shows, which I went pretty much every 3 months probably for maybe 3 days, and I would do 5 shows. So it was just a lot to get ready for it and to get the product ready for it and to get legal consents done. And I always had new celebrities and getting my celebrities all approved with what I was talking about there, because I was always Hollywood's secret weapon was how they promoted me when I would come on the show. So basically, after 10 years of having my spas, I closed them and I had looked at moving them to different areas because I was very remote out in North Scottsdale. And because of my TV segments, I had people driving from really long distances. But I just made the decision. I was just too stressed and doing too much. So I unplugged from the brick and mortar. And yeah, it was a lot, like I said, especially the employee challenges, which that should be a series of 5 podcasts when I talk about that, because I had so many challenges and it really did take me about 7 years to figure it out, where the last 3, I had an amazing staff and everything ran really great and I could just stop in on Saturday and say hi. But it took me 7 years of really nose to the grindstone figuring all of that out. So I also want to talk about the supernatural, because I've always had a supernatural gift, and I'm going to go into this in a lot of detail in upcoming podcasts, but I just want to plant a seed here now and just say that, you know, I've always had supernatural experiences. I've always had just these moments where I feel like God puts me in a certain place for whatever reason. I had a friend whose son died and I was with her when she got the call and it was shown to me. I get signs for everything. It was like crisis relief team. I was meant to be there for her. And I just always will get very direct signs and know what the meaning is. Like, for example, I had a really tough season with some employees, which was nothing new, but literally I could feel this negativity where it felt like my whole staff was turning against me. And I didn't understand it at all. And I was just really feeling down and out about it. And I went to the grocery store and I was just doing my grocery shopping, and an employee came up and just put this bouquet of flowers in my cart. And I didn't say anything. And when I went through the checkout, they didn't charge me. And nobody made any reference to why. But I knew it at the time, like that it was God saying, it's not you. I knew it was about this situation. And he was just showing me, like, just stay soft. Like, I've got you. And literally, I found out later, this one employee, this receptionist who I had taken on trips with me and, you know, treated very well, had some mental health issues and basically lied and told the employees I was changing their pay structure and just craziness, which luckily somebody finally filled me in and I was able to reassure everyone that that wasn't true. And, you know, she went on her way and everything went back to normal. But I have a lot of stories like that. And, you know, specifically another season where I had really gone through some super hard times. And I believe it was after I closed my spa. I'm trying to remember the timing, but towards the end of when I was closing my spa. And I just randomly got this award, which was one of the women that moves the valley by Arizona Foothills Magazine. So randomly I get this award and there's a huge luncheon and gifts and a trophy type of thing. And it was just kind of out of the blue. And I was sitting at night telling a friend of mine, it was just random how that came up. And I said, I felt like it was God just showing me that he sees me right now. And literally right as I said it, a shooting star came down from the sky. It was that clear. I was like, wow, it was all God. So again, it's just, it was very isolating a lot of times, you know, just having women in particular not be supportive. And I worked so hard for everything I had, but there was always this vibe, like, at least in the first 7 years, like I was handed everything on a silver platter or something. And I just didn't get the respect I felt I should have. But another really quick story I'll share, which is another God thing, is I had somebody visit me, like from my childhood, who always kind of had it all. And I don't want to badmouth her because I dearly loved her. But basically, it was one of those things where it was kind of all about her. And I never like shared with her anything that was going on with everything I had built and everything I was doing. And so we had gone to lunch at the resort where my second spa was. And when we left and we're walking out, this car stops and says to me, "Which car is yours?" And I was like, there was a lot of traffic there. And I think they just wanted my parking spot. And I said, "It's that black one up there." And they were like, "Which black one?" Like they made me point it out. And I had recently gotten a new black Mercedes convertible. And I would never like point my car out to my friends or anybody for that matter. And it's not like it was a reflection of who I was, but it was just one of the ways that I would pay myself, is it was kind of a challenge that I had where I would, you know, every few years upgrade my car and get something nice to make sure I was paying myself at least first, so all the funds don't go for everything else. But anyways, I had to point out my car right in front of her, and she was like, "Wow, that's your car?" And I was like, "Yeah." But I do feel like it was God kind of lifting me up in front of her. And so then she followed me down to my other spa because I was going to give her a bunch of my makeup products and stuff that weren't at that other location. And she followed me down. And when we parked and walked in, as soon as we walk in the spa, this guy shows up and he has a box of magazines with me on the cover. And it was just hilarious. I'm like, who could orchestrate this? But it's kind of like the other instances where, you know, I know it says in the Bible that if you're humble, God will elevate you. And I had been really humble with her. And I try to be humble regardless. I hope it doesn't sound like I'm bragging, but I did work hard for every single thing that I've done and that I'm talking about. And I never paid one celebrity for endorsements. Everything I did was by real, authentic word of mouth. A lot of the celebrities all came from other celebrity makeup artists. And again, I could go further into that in another episode if you guys are interested in hearing all about it. But basically, just to segue briefly, that I was married at the time during this whole 10 years. And my husband was like a gorgeous model. He had like modeled in Europe for 10 years and he was in real estate. And together, we really did build wealth like from nothing. And again, it was a lot of hard work, many, many years of watching opportunities come up that we weren't prepared to do. But over the years, we did make some really great investments and built up a portfolio of real estate. And we were featured in local magazines as like the most successful couple. We were in probably 3 or 4 magazines together. And our homes were on like cool home TV segments. And we had like multiple luxury cars. At one time, we had a Bentley, a Maserati, a vintage Jaguar, multiple G-Wagons. And we were members at like the most exclusive country clubs in Scottsdale. So from the outside, it really was a picture perfect dream. But from the inside, the cracks were starting to show. And even though I had the success, the spas, the press, the shows, behind the scenes, I was starting to fall apart. And next time, I'll take you behind the glam into the breakdown that changed everything. That's a wrap on today's episode of Beauty Revival. Remember, true beauty starts in the mind and spirit. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans 12:2. If today's message spoke to you, share this episode with a friend who needs a little beauty revival in their life. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It helps more women just like you step into their God-given glow. For more inspiration, beauty tips, and faith-fueled empowerment, connect with me on Instagram at mbyork.beauty and check out my website, mbyork.com. Until next time, stay radiant, stay revived, and let's glow.